From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an investigation Thursday into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. If deliberate, this attack may amount to a war crime, Ban's office said. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who is UN Special Envoy for Education, also called for a war crimes investigation of the incident. Both the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the White House have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments are responsible for the attacks. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman said that Russian warplanes were not there at the time, and Russian news agencies also quoted him as saying that images of the damaged site, photographed by a Russian aircraft, showed that the damage was not due to an airstrike. Western diplomats at the UN also backed calls for an independent investigation. A historic deal has been reached to create the world's largest marine reserve in Antarctica, this after years of diplomatic wrangling. Russia has dropped its long-held opposition to the accord at the annual meeting of the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources, held in Hobart, Australia. The agreement was signed by the 24 member countries and the EU. The Pact for the Protected Area in the Ross Sea covers more than 1.5 million square kilometers, about the size of Britain, Germany, and France combined. There will be a no-fishing zone of 1.1 million square kilometers. The Ross Sea, home to penguins, seals, Antarctic toothfish, whales, and huge numbers of krill, is one of the last intact marine ecosystems in the world. This is VOA. The mayor of a Philippine town who had been publicly named by President Rodrigo Duterte as being involved in the illegal drug trade was gunned down by police in a gunfight on Friday. The mayor of Datu Sawi Amputan and nine other people were killed in the exchange of gunfire. Media reports say the people in the mayor's convoy opened fire on police at a checkpoint in Makilia town in the north Cotabato province. The regional police official superintendent said that it was a legitimate anti-drug operation, but the subjects opened fire on our troops. Iraqi forces explored a network of tunnels and uncovered a bomb-making facility Thursday in a village near Mosul that was recently retaken from the Islamic State group. This offers a glimpse of the challenges they'll face as they move closer to the city. More than a week into the offensive, special forces are still several kilometers east of the city and have faced stiff resistance. Once inside the small, sparsely populated villages surrounding Mosul, Iraqi forces must contend with explosive booby traps and hidden snipers. The operation to retake the city is expected to take weeks, if not months. The campaign for president in the U.S. continues. First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned aggressively on behalf of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on Thursday in North Carolina, where Republican and Democratic candidates are virtually deadlocked. Meanwhile, Donald Trump rallied in Ohio, as Zlatica Hoog reports.
As the campaign approaches the finish line, Clinton remains in the lead, but most polls do not show her gaining a significant advantage over Trump. This means the outcome is still uncertain, and both candidates need to fight for every ballot they can get. That was the message Michelle Obama delivered Thursday in North Carolina.
We're going to vote! We're going to vote early! We're going to stand in line!
Obama said Trump's claims of the election being rigged are nothing but an attempt to discourage voters from going to the polls. Trump also encouraged supporters to vote. He criticized Clinton's political record and blamed NAFTA, a trade deal signed by former President Bill Clinton in the early 1990s, for job losses in Ohio.
I think we've had enough of the Clintons, in all fairness.
Zlatica Hoog, VOA News, Washington.
In other campaign news, a plane carrying Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence skid off the runway Thursday night as it landed at New York's LaGuardia Airport, where the runway was wet and slick from rain and cold temperatures. No one was hurt, and Pence was seen on television standing outside the plane shaking hands with firefighters who rushed to the scene. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.